from KQED.
By virtue of the power and authority vested in me by the state of California, I now declare you spouses for life.
That is Attorney General Kamala Harris marrying Prop 8 plaintiffs Chris Perry and Sandy Steer at San Francisco City Hall. They were the first to get married Friday, 2 days after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down California's Proposition 8. As word spread that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals had lifted its freeze on weddings, same-sex couples started taking out marriage licenses. After their ceremony, here's what Sandy Steer had to say.
We have waited a long time for this day. Chris and I fell in love 14 years ago, and we knew that our relationship would last and our family would last, and we wanted our love to last and to be dignified by the institution of marriage. And we've tried to get married, and finally, we got to really get married today.
The other couple that sued to overturn Prop 8, Paul Cottami and Jeffrey Zarrillo, married less than 2 hours later in Los Angeles. Soon after the stay was lifted, backers of Prop 8 issued a blistering statement calling the court's action Friday, quote, an outrageous act that tops off a pattern of lawlessness. Here's Prop 8 attorney Andy Pugno.
I think after this week's Supreme Court decision, the initiative process in California is hanging by a thread. And people of all different political views on all sorts of issues should be very concerned that the way has been paved now for government officials to veto measures that are passed by the people simply by refusing to enforce and defend them.
KQED's Mina Kim is at San Francisco City Hall, where those weddings have been taking place. Mina, give us a sense of what's happening there.
Well, a reception is happening of sorts. San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus has just finished filling City Hall with their a cappella music, and it's so fitting because there has been a steady stream of couples who have been getting married. I was actually sitting outside the county clerk's office, and I saw about a half dozen same-sex couples within about 30 minutes. I also ran into a young couple that just got married. They were registered domestic partners, but they stood in line to get their marriage license as soon as they heard that the stay was lifted. And Senator Mark Leno actually approached them to ask them if they wanted him to marry them. And they both, of course, enthusiastically said yes.
So kind of a pent-up demand there. How late will couples be able to go to San Francisco City Hall to get married?
You know, I've still been trying to figure that out, Scott, and I will for you as soon as I can.
You know, actually, it was a trick question because I know the answer, but they're going to be open till 8 o'clock. They're going to be open till 8 o'clock, and they'll be open over the weekend as well. Mina, this is, of course, Gay Pride weekend, and, of course, there was already an air of celebration after the Supreme Court decision this week. What are you hearing from people who are in town just for Gay Pride?
Well, I think a lot of people were coming for the party, and they had no idea that they were going to be here for a historic wedding. One young couple from San Luis Obispo, as soon as they heard that the stay had been lifted, had the smarts to rush to City Hall, literally run into City Hall, dripping with sweat, to witness the marriage of Chris Perry and Sandy Steer. And they were saying that it was so emotional and so wonderful to be able to witness history. I talked with another couple who were registered domestic partners but got their marriage licenses, and they said it really did make a difference. It did feel different to have it be a marriage license than for it to be called a domestic partnership. And then one of the two young men was an attorney, and he was saying, and now with DOMA listed, it really is different because now we have access to all of these federal benefits.
Exactly. Well, there's probably going to be a lot more weddings before this is all over this weekend. KQED's Mina Kim at San Francisco City Hall. Mina, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.